You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning,
on WMIE.
Good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are breaking new ground together. We are serving one another with our gifts. We're using our gifts to serve, to establish the kingdom of God. So all this week, we've been looking at different places in the text where Jesus is teaching about serving one another, about teaching, about preparing the way for that which is to come. So we were in Luke chapter 5 and John chapter 13, and today we're going to be in Acts chapter 11. Starting at verse 1. Now the apostles and brethren who were in Judah heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter came up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him, saying, "You went into uncircumcised men and ate with them." But Peter explained it to them in order from the beginning, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, an object descending like a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came to me. When I observed it intently and considered, I saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has at any time entered my mouth.' But the voice answered me again from heaven, 'What God has cleansed, you must not call common.' Now this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. And at that very moment, three men stood before the house where I was, having been sent to me from Caesarea. Then the Spirit told me to go with them, doubting nothing. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered the man's house." So we know that this is the same Peter from John chapter 13 who was resistant to change. So now this is after the ascension of Jesus. He's in heaven, and the Holy Spirit has been released and received in the book of Acts. And Jesus is still communicating through a dream. And Peter is still resistant at the next level of change. But because he has experience with Jesus, he knows his voice, even though he's no longer seeing him in the physical flesh. He has an ear to be able to hear, to get the insight through this vision that he's receiving in the night. He has the interpretation of the vision, what he's seeing and what it means. So why was he given this vision? Because the Lord was ready to do a new thing. We wanted to extend the impact, the impartation of the Holy Spirit to a group of people that the world would say, it's not for them. So Jesus had to prepare Peter for change. He had to prepare Peter for more change because there was more work that was left to do in the earth. The Holy Spirit was available unto all, but it because of people's restraint and people's religious criteria, there were some people that were being disqualified from the opportunity to be impacted by the Holy Spirit. So in preparation for the spread of the power, the Holy Spirit, the Lord gives Peter this vision and he responds.
Yes. And so Jesus says that you have in John chapter 13, when he was ready to wash his disciples' feet, he explained in verse 7, Jesus answers and says to them, "What I'm doing, you do not understand. And now, you don't understand now, but you will know after this." Every time God called us to do something, he don't leave us in the dark. He always give us an understanding of what we are about to do. He has never leave us in the dark. Mm-hmm. And that's why Jesus says to the disciples, when they realized that Jesus was going to leave the herd. Think about this now. They now come to the fact, the reality, that Jesus was going to leave them. And now Jesus always teach and assure them, give them example they can clearly see and understand and do. And now he's leaving. They think they are toast.
Yeah.
really think so. They think, man, we done. Mm-hmm. And Jesus assured them. He said, no. It's expedient for me to go, but you won't be left in the dark, because there's one who coming that will be my replacer, and he's going to be with you always. Mm-hmm. And he is the master teacher. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He says, he's the master teacher. He's going to be with you always to teach you and to guide you into all truth. So you won't be left as an orphan. And isn't that great that we have the Holy Spirit today? Mm-hmm. We must have this knowledge, this understanding that the Holy Spirit is here with us. He's the master teacher here to teach us and to lead us into all truth. I say all of this and sound long-winded to come to the point that Peter did not just go to the Gentiles and eat with them willy-nilly. God has already given him a vision. Mm-hmm. He had already seen a vision that God's people are all God's people and none of them are unclean when we come under the blood of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I once was lost in sin. I once was alienated from God. But when I accepted Jesus Christ, I become a part of the family. And that was a great lesson that God was teaching Peter. Look, Peter, these Gentiles, they are part of the family. They weren't born Jews, but now they are adapted into the family. So now you go to them. Hallelujah.
There were many people that were working together that God was speaking to at the same time. In verse 12 of Acts chapter 11, it says, "Then the Spirit told me to go with them, doubting nothing."
Right.
So he had that spiritual confirmation, that impartation in him that caused him not to doubt. Even though it seems a little awkward, even though it's different, even though it's changed.
New ground.
There was a new ground.
new ground.
There was an impartation through the Spirit that caused him to doubt nothing, to move forward. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. Now, verse 13, how did these six brethren get there? They were directed by the Spirit, too, to be in that place. Verse 13, and he told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house who said to him, "Send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who will tell you words by which you and all your household will be saved." And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as upon us at the beginning. Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, "John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Now, there's times in my life where I'll hear a scripture, I won't think much of the scripture, and then something will happen. There will be an event, or there will be a hearing of another scripture, and then all of a sudden, that one comes into remembrance. That one that we thought was not attached, you know, that it was just something that we heard, just some good information, but then something will trigger that, wait, that was the word for now. That was the word that goes with this word.
Yes.
And when those two words come together, there's total fulfillment. Yes. Of both the words.
Yes.
Because they needed each other. They come together. So that's what he's saying here. He's like, I remember the word, how the Lord said it. So he's remembering the teaching of Jesus. What did the Holy Spirit come to do? Bring to our remembrance all that Jesus has said, right? That's one of the jobs of the Holy Spirit. One of the attributes of the Holy Spirit, to bring into remembrance. Jesus said the Holy Spirit is coming. The Holy Spirit's going to teach you. The Holy Spirit's going to bring into remembrance all that I said. So now here's Peter. Jesus has long been crucified. He's long resurrected and he's ascended. So there's no physical Jesus that's among them now, but they still have his word. So the word of the Lord comes now into remembrance. He's remembering when Jesus said to them, John indeed baptized with water, but you should be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So it's all beginning to click. It's all coming together for him now. And he's having this encounter with the Lord, even though the Lord is not physically there. It's through the power of the Holy Spirit.
So we now notice that true scripture and on the teaching all this week, that breaking new ground, we are not on our own doing it. To break new ground, to make change, we have the helper, the Holy Spirit, that is there to help us and to give us the strength that we do need to do the task that the Lord God has called us to do. So I'll encourage our listeners and make your day count in 2026. What new ground? Identify that new ground, that new area that the Lord is calling you to break out into. There's maybe you've been putting off this area of your life, and that is the area that God wants you to break out into in 2026. So that's my encouragement.
We have spiritual help, and there's also earthly help. There's a network of people that the Lord is bringing together to serve together and to bring forth impact, to bring forth total fulfillment of his word. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Make a day count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Trembles at his voice. How great.